I think they do, but what we see is a trend toward DoD organizations needing greater degrees of analytical maturity in order to drive those important decisions that they need to make regarding their mission.
So what form does analytical maturity take? Is that a technology installation, or is it something they need to train themselves to do better?
In some cases, it is technology, but many organizations need to just establish a foundation for data. And I think that starts with an accurate picture of the workforce. After all, the workforce really is one of the key drivers for cost in the DoD budgets in any organization. So figuring out who they have, what skills they have, and where they're allocated is a critical first step. And then from there, figuring out where those workforce segments are spending their time and what missions, functions, and programs they support. And then lastly, the next kind of key piece foundationally is understanding the cost structure for those different workforce segments for the missions that they perform. And then establishing linkage across those elements enables them to have a foundation of data.
So it sounds like they need to do a bottoms-up kind of review of the whole thing, and that's something that defense has tried to do over the decades a million times. Do you think they are at the point now where they are capable of starting from scratch, really, and thinking about their HR needs and the people they have and will have and getting a more rational allocation?
Exactly. And I think we see some organizations taking that on right now. We see some doing it in the form of a zero-based review, just again, an inventory of people and missions and costs. And we see other organizations with, again, varying degrees of analytical maturity, starting from where they are, building that foundation of data, and then maturing that and asking increasingly sophisticated questions. On the one end of the spectrum, it might be, who do I have, where are they, and what do they do? On the more mature end, they might be asking much more sophisticated questions like, what drives performance in my workforce, or who should I be recruiting or retaining, and why? And so we see that spectrum and DoD organizations trying to build that level of maturity in their data and then drive decisions off of it in order to drive mission performance, because really that's what it's all about is mission performance.
And can that analytical process drive you to ask questions, for example, looking at, say, healthcare benefits and ask yourself as an organization, what can I actually, for want of a better word, get away with in terms of what we cover people for and how we pay them, and still get the best people because it still might end up being a better deal than they can get anywhere else, even though it's less than what they're getting now?
Sure. I think, again, I think it goes back to the data. There's obviously different segments of the workforce, and many organizations employ a mix, contractors and active duty, reservists, and many other types of workforce segments. And so understanding the cost structure for those segments and the benefits and rewards that each may have access to is critical to making decisions about how to perhaps change that mix of workforce segments or otherwise restructure the organization or the workforce to better face their customers, accomplish their mission, and achieve results. And I think that's what really our DoD organizations are facing right now.
We're speaking with James T. Hagee. He's director of the Department of Defense Human Capital Practice at Deloitte. And so that brings up the question, too, when you allocate resources and decide numbers of contractors. And of course, there's been a push in the last few years to try to lessen dependence on contractors. But it sounds like that lessening might be at the end of the road.
Well, it could be for some organizations, and contractors for some make up a very critical segment of the workforce. For others, they were brought in to fill gaps in capability. And so I think this is not a one-size-fits-all answer, and that's what we saw play out in the insourcing thrust. But for each organization, I think the question is, how best can they achieve their mission set, and what workforce mix can help them do that? And so we see them evaluating, again, looking at the different data sets that can enable them to make decisions about who should be performing which missions. And so those are the questions I think each organization has to face, and the answer may be different for each one.
And so you have worked with a lot of private sector large organizations. None of them are as big as the DoD. But are there private sector practices going on now where budgets are also constrained that the DoD could benefit from?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I had one client recently talk to our chairman at Deloitte and asked that very same question. And we've seen our commercial clients use data analytics and advanced analytical techniques to achieve competitive advantage, to drive performance, to improve results. And we see our Defense Department colleagues doing the same exact thing and leveraging some of those lessons learned and to some degree of success as well. And so we see you know, the federal space and DoD clients adopting some of those best practices in the commercial space and achieving some results. So I think that that may be what we continue to see in the future as DoD faces budget pressures and yet the need to maintain mission continuity.
It sounds a little bit like the Frederick Taylor efficiency drives, only updated for the 21st century.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the world has changed since 9/11, and while some of these problems are not new, the context certainly is. And so, you know, DoD knows that their mission set is, you know, more critical than ever, and so no one's talking about, you know, what can we stop doing as far as core missions, but what they are talking about is how can we do it better, more efficiently, or more optimally, and in a prioritized manner. So they're asking the right questions, and while the problems may be similar to things that we faced in the past, the answers, solutions, and the context with which they'll be implemented are different.
So overall, do you think it's a safe assumption on the part of DoD leadership that they can get to the budget and personnel numbers goals that are imposed on them, but also have readiness and maintaining superiority in military operations?
Well, I think they can, and I think the question may not be as much can we do it, but the question is how we do it. And so we see really hard looks being made at each mission set, at the priorities of those missions, at the cost of those missions, of the workforce that supports them, and understanding what that data says and how we can generate solutions to achieve those missions and achieve the levels of performance that we need in order to accomplish them. And so I think the question is how and when, and not as much, you know, can we do it or not. So I see that already kind of rippling through DoD as the different organizations take this on.